All right, I want to share a little story. I had a friend on Facebook who posted this morning about going out to eat with the family last night for Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. And she was so happy to be out with her husband and kids, but their meal was almost spoiled when somebody on the other side of this little wooden lattice divider at the restaurant said, well, if I wanted to spend Valentine's with kids, I would have brought mine with me. And then proceeded to use napkins to block even the view of the children. So my first reaction to that was just me being livid. If I were in that position, I can imagine that anger would have derailed my enjoyment, which would not have been fair to me or my family, ruining our evening, stewing on it later about, you know, going back and thinking about it and getting mad all over again later that night. That just wouldn't have been fair to anybody. But when I thought about it for just a minute, I reminded her how thankful she could be that she wasn't living mm-hmm. with that kind of bitterness and anger. Remember, how people treat you isn't about you. It is about them. And feeling sympathy for someone who lives their life trying to make others feel badly is so much better than getting angry about it. You know, if it weren't for the kids, I'll bet you that person would have found something else to spoil their meal.
Yeah, definitely.
Something else to complain about. Something that would mm-hmm. have made it just something that they couldn't enjoy. So let's remember to take deep breaths when people are mean or cruel or just rude for seemingly no reason. Access your inner, bless their heart, breathe in, and let it out.
I feel so sorry that happened to him last night. I feel bad for him.
But I hope that they were able to enjoy that, because it is a shame when somebody else, I mean strangers, mm-hmm. can take control of your day if you let that anger get the best of you. And it can, you can go back and ruminate on it for days even, and it can ruin your day. Let's just remember not to let them have that control over our lives.
Don't do
and
it.
You just look at them and you just be thankful that you're not living that way, okay?
Kill them with kindness.
All right,
And that has been A Minute of Motivation with Ms. Josie. Every weekday around 8:45, tell your friends, tell your family about it, tell your coworkers. Of course, on demand, too, on our podcast. Check that out. Two ways you can check it out. You can go and download our app, WHR *99.1. You'll see the podcast on the left-hand side. And, of course, you got all the details and listen online at mystar99.1.com.